This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good afternoon. This is James Patrick. Good afternoon. This is James Patrick coming to you live from Allegheny, New York, where today your Bradford Owls are going to take on the Wellsville Lions in the fifth annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. We're about ready to get started with the national anthem, so I'm going to get the starting lineups, and we'll get back to you here shortly. Nick is back in the studio today as my producer, and this is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports is brought to you by members of the WESV Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESV Sports, B107.5 FM.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the old post office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back. This is James Patrick once again at the fifth annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. Today, your Bradford Owls will be taking on the Wellsville Lions. Not much to go here with on the Wellsville team, folks. We don't see them occasionally very much. Looking at the roster, they've got two guys that are 6'5". We'll be getting to the starting lineups here momentarily. Looks like Billings and Riley for the Lions, as well as Dunbar and DJ Howard. And Costello. Okay, today for your Bradford Owls, the starting lineup is going to be Adam Ward will be starting today. He's a junior. Jake France will also be starting, number 10. He's a junior. Brendan Warner, number 12, will start as well. And here comes Chase Weinberg, number 21. And A.J. Gleason, a little bit different starting lineup than I was accustomed to. I've been away for a few week or so. So your Owls were beaten by Olean last night in the first day of the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. They were led by Chase Weinberg and Jake France. Wellsville, the Owls were beaten by Otto Eldred last evening. So here we go. Wellsville's taking the court. They are in their dark black uniforms, and your Owls are going to be in the white uniforms with the red and black trim. The 2 6'5" guys for Wellsville are in the starting lineup. So they've got height on us, but we'll see what Coach Benardi has for them today. So it's going to be Weinberg and Dunbar for the jump ball, and here we go. And Weinberg wins the tip. Jake France, top of the key. Over to Adam Ward in the corner. Nice pick by Weinberg. Adam Ward at the foul line. Over to Jake. Down low to Weinberg. Back out to France. France dribbling around the corner. Takes it back up top. Drives the lane. Kicks it out to Weinberg. Weinberg over to Warner. Warner drives and puts it up and gets the shooter's roll. Brendan Warner with 2 points. And the Owls are off to a quick 2-0 lead. I must mention, I forgot to mention, in New York State, we operate with a 35-second shot clock. I'm sure that Brian and poor Gav last night let you know that. But so it's something the Owls are not used to. They play two games a year, commonly, in New York State at this holiday showcase. So some of us would like to see a shot clock in Pennsylvania, but it's not happening. Okay. So Wellsville's working the ball around the outside. The Owls are in a man-to-man defense right now. Uncharacteristic. Adam Ward defending at the top of the key. Jump ball Adam Ward forces. It's going to be Wellsville ball, but we'll switch the possession arrow. Good hustle there by Adam Ward. Wellsville will inbound underneath their own basket. They got it right into the big man, who is fouled, and he misses the shot. That is, the foul is on Chase Weinberg. That's his first, the team's second. I missed the first one. So number 23, Logan Dunbar, will be at the line for Wellsville, shooting two. First one is up and in. Second one is on its way. And it is off the rim, and Weinberg rebounds. Your Owls lead 2-1 with 6:50 left. Jake France takes it all the way and misses the layup, rebounded by Wellsville. Wellsville going all the way to the basket themselves, and they get the shooter's roll. That's number two, Cody Costello. And now Wellsville has a 3-2 lead with 6.5 minutes to go in the first. A.J. Gleason on the wing, down low to Warner. Warner, another shooter's touch, and puts it in. That's 4 points for Brendan Warner, and Wellsville's off and running again. A.J. Gleason with a rebound out to France. France to Chase Weinberg in the corner. Back out to France. France over to Adam Ward. Ward to Warner. Weinberg, top of the key. Warner, out to Adam Ward, three-point line. Stolen by Costello, and he lays it in for Wellsville. Sorry, that was Aiden Riley. That's his first two of the game, and Wellsville's back on top 5-4 with 5:38 to go in the first. Now we've got Adam Ward. He sets the play up off to France at the top of the key. France calling out the play. Weinberg on the wing. Weinberg drives in. Tries to pass it to Gleason, and it's stolen. And here goes Wellsville again. They like to run the court. Another layup. They are very fast. And that was Aiden Riley again. Here comes Jake France. The Owls trail 7-4. France with a jumper is off the mark, rebounded by Wellsville. Owls back on defense this time. There's a charge drawn by A.J. Gleason. Good play. That's the first foul on Logan Dunbar. He tried to drive the lane. He's a rather large guy, and A.J. Gleason stood tough and drew the charging foul. That's their first team foul on Wellsville. Here comes Adam Ward across the timeline. Out to Warner. Warner feeds Weinberg, give and go. Weinberg working it in the lane, gets the shot up, gets himself fouled. The shot goes off the rim, but Weinberg will be shooting two. That foul's on Cody Costello, his first, the team's second. So Chase Weinberg will be shooting two here. Count it. So we're currently 7-5. Wellsville leads with 4:35 to go. Weinberg with one more at the line. Count it. Good defense put on by the Owls. The Owls pressed it and almost got a turnover. It went off the Owls. The Wellsville Lions will inbound under their basket. The Owls put a little bit of pressure on the defense of going up court that time. Little trouble inbound it. Oh, nice block by Weinberg. They got it inbounded right under the basket, and Weinberg stuffed the shot, but it did go out of bounds off of Weinberg. 26 seconds still remains on the shot clock. Okay. Shot by Wellsville. Rebounded by Wellsville. Long rebound out to the three-point line, and then down the lane, that's Dunbar, and he lays it in. Wellsville currently leads 9-6. There's a pass underneath to France, who tried to get it to A.J. Gleason, and it went off his hand. Into the game for Wellsville. Checks Cooper Broadway, number 4. Currently it's 9-6 with 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Dunbar way up top. Open three for Wellsville in the corner. Good fight for the rebound. The Owls come away with it. There's Jake France in the corner. Way out to the top of the foul line for Weinberg. Almost stolen by Wellsville. And there's a three by Warner. Warner picked up the loose ball there, and he said, well, I'm open. I'll put it in. We're tied at 9. Weinberg's got 7 points right now. And Jake France stole the ball, but the referee said he was a little too aggressive. So that's Jake's first foul. Bradford's third team foul. I still don't have that second one, or first one, actually. Oh, defense. Good defense by the Owls. Into the lane. And it's off of Wellsville. It's going to be Wellsville inbounding under their basket in a quick, fast-moving first period. We've got 3 minutes and 14 seconds left. We're tied at 9. Inbound under the basket, Wellsville. And what a very nice move by Dunbar. Very nice up and under move by Dunbar. Okay, we've got Weinberg driving to the basket. And it's tipped away. And a timeout called by Wellsville. That's a 30-second timeout. We're going to kick it back to Nick in the studio. Wellsville leads 11-9. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to Allegheny. This is James Patrick. Wellsville's currently got the ball. They just crossed the timeline. They lead 11-9. The Owls pressure and steal it. Weinberg. Gleason got a hand in there. Oh, and it's thrown away. Stolen back by Wellsville. Wellsville working around the top. Back-to-back steals there for both teams. Dunbar, three-point line. Working it around the outside. Dunbar drives the lane and lays it in. Right now, the Owls don't have an answer for Dunbar. That's his seventh point of the first quarter. It's 13-9, Wellsville. Weinberg out to Warner. Jake France resets the play. Out at near half court, over to Adam Ward in the corner. Adam Ward, nice pass down to Weinberg. Weinberg, oh, off the back iron. Rebounded by Wellsville. So it's 13-9 Wellsville, 1:51 left in the first quarter. There's an open three for Wellsville, and they nailed it. That's number four, Cody Broadway, Cooper Broadway. So your Owls are down 16-9. Jake France with the ball. Out to Gleason. Gleason drives the lane. Off the back iron. Rebounded by Wellsville. And Wellsville going the entire distance, and it's missed. France with a rebound. Here comes France across the timeline, and he's going to pass it to A.J. Gleason underneath. It's tipped away, and the Owls will inbound it. Okay, into the game for the Owls comes Lucas Johnson and Isaiah Fitton. So on the floor for your Owls is France, Warner, Weinberg, sorry, France, Warner, Gleason, Fitton, and Johnson. Lucas Johnson has the ball on the outside to Warner. France with an open three, and he nails it. Jake France with a three ball. Wide open in the corner. So that cuts the lead to four. Wellsville currently leads 16-12 with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Wellsville working the ball around the outside. The Owls, good defense, back in, into Dunbar. Stolen away by Gleason. Gleason just took it away from Dunbar. Here comes Jake France, and he drives the lane. Jake all the way and puts it in. Beautiful floating move by Jake. That's 5 points now for Jake, and it's a 16-14 Wellsville lead with 36 seconds to go in the first quarter. Wellsville around the outside. There's a 2 second difference between the game clock and shot clock, so they may run it down here for a last shot. 21 seconds to go. Looks like that's what they're going to do. They've got it way out past the three-point line, working it around. The Owls are content to lay back in their defense. 7 seconds. Dunbar, top of the three. Oh, Dunbar nails a three. He's got this complete game from outside and inside. So at the end of the first quarter, it's 19-14. Wellsville leads. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota, Bradford.
W298 CM Bradford. This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Okay, James Patrick back here at the 5th Annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. We're about to start the second quarter. Your Bradford Owls are trailing Wellsville 19-14. In that first period, Logan Dunbar with 10 points for Wellsville. Leading your Owls is Brendan Warner with 7. So your Owls inbound. On the floor, we've got France, Johnson, Gleason, Warner, and Fitton for your Owls. Warner, three-point line. Looking for an open man. France, top of the key. France drives down, kicks it back out to Fitton. France in the corner. France, nice pass underneath to Johnson. Well, Johnson got it up there. The big men were around him, but he got it by him, but it went off the back iron. Rebounded by the Owls. Fitton to Warner. Warner at the three-point line. France. France looking around. 20 seconds still on the shot clock. France drives the lane over to Gleason. Nice lay to Gleason. Gleason off the rolled across the iron, and Wellsville gets the rebound. Dunbar passes off out to the corner. Wellsville working around the top now. Dunbar tries another three. He misses it. Fitton with a rebound. Out to Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Looking for an open man. And they pull it back out to Warner. Warner top to Fitton. Fitton to France in the corner. France drives in. Foul line area. France works himself a shot from the foul line area and lays a floater in. Nice shot by Jake France. And we're currently, Wellsville leads 19-16 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Dunbar again, short jumper missed. France had position for the rebound, but it went off of him, and it will be Wellsville inbound under their basket. On the floor, you've got Johnson, Fitton, France, Gleason, and Warner. Inbounded to Dunbar, who misses the shot but draws a foul on Brendan Warner. That's his first, team's fourth. Dunbar will be at the foul line for two. He's currently got 10 points already. And he makes the first one. Logan Dunbar has quite the game. He's done a little bit of everything so far here in a quarter and a minute. Down low, three-pointers, a little everything. One more shot for Dunbar, and it's good. And the Wellsville Lions lead 21-16. Okay, Weinberg, Johnson in the corner. Johnson out to France. France to Weinberg at the top. Three-pointer, Weinberg off the mark and goes out of bounds. Wellsville will be inbounding under the Bradford basket. 21-16, Wellsville leads. 6 minutes left in the first half. Your Owls in the 2-3 zone. Wellsville working around the top perimeter. Down low to not Dunbar. Back out, rebounded, three-pointer for Wellsville. Dunbar with a rebound and jump ball. Brendan Warner, jump ball. That'll go back, stay with Wellsville. Brendan tied up Dunbar. Okay, Wellsville inbounds, wide open three in the corner, way short, rebounded by Weinberg. Weinberg outlets to France a little too hard, and it'll go back over to Wellsville. Still 21-16, Wellsville, 5:27 to go in the second quarter. Wellsville works it around the outside. Into Dunbar, back out. Dunbar near the paint. Good defense by Warner. Errant shot by Wellsville, rebounded by France. France going the whole way, kicking it out to Johnson. Johnson drives in, back to France. France in the corner, driving in again, puts up a little floater again. Good shot by Jake France. Several floaters by him this evening. This afternoon, it's 21-18. Wellsville leads, and there's a pass almost thrown away by Wellsville. They recover it, working it around the perimeter into Dunbar, and out for a three. Misses the three. France with a rebound. Owls with a chance to make it a 1-point game or even tie it. France goes the whole lane, back out. Johnson, long jumper, off the back iron, rebounded by Wellsville. Lucas had a good look there. Dunbar with the ball, foul line, and he is fouled by Fitton. Two shots, it was a long two. So Dunbar will be back at the line. That's Fitton's first, the team's fifth. Dunbar at the line again. Wellsville currently leads 21-18, 4 minutes left in the second quarter. And that one's off the rim. Dunbar's human today. Dunbar's got one more shot. Coach Bernardi is talking with France on the sideline. That one is good by Dunbar. He now has 13 points on the game. And Wellsville leads 22-18. Johnson, three-point line. Drives in a bit. Back out to the top. France on the key. Weinberg back to France. France tries to drive. Good defense. Fitton's got the ball. He gets an open jumper, mid-range, off the rim. Rebounded by Wellsville. Here comes Wellsville all the way down. Open three. And it's off the back iron, rebounded by France. France off and running. And saved by Lucas Johnson. To Weinberg, to Warner. Coach Bernardi calls out the play. Fitton in the corner. Fitton to Warner. Johnson with a screen back to Johnson. Oh, out to Fitton. Fitton at the three-point line, passes it up. 5 seconds to shoot for the Owls. 2 seconds. He gets a shot off. Johnson gets a shot off, and the Owls almost get the rebound. Wellsville gets it. So they used the entire shot clock there and had to throw up an errant shot. Steal by France. France going to go coast to coast. Oh, and they call the charge on Jake. And a technical on Jake. And that's going to be his second and third foul. He was not happy with the charge call, which led him to say something to the ref. Now they're discussing it. That's 17 fouls on the Owls as well. Okay, Talon Reese is in the game for his first action today in place of Jake. And Dunbar with a free throw. And Dunbar with misses the second free throw. So currently Wellsville leads 23-18. They are going to inbound the ball. 2:41 to go in the first half. Jake just got himself in some bad foul trouble. He's up to three fouls, 17 fouls. Talon Reese is in the game now. Reese, Johnson, Weinberg, Fitton, and Warner are your five Owls in there. Wellsville works it around the outside. Bit of a drive and then an errant pass. Bradford basketball. 2:23 to go in the half. Owls trail 23-18. Comes Reese across the timeline. Reese to Fitton. Fitton being pressured. Way out near half court to Johnson. Wellsville's applying a lot of pressure right now. Fitton. Fitton to Johnson. To Weinberg. Johnson down to Warner. Little jumper. Warner makes a 8-foot jumper. Very nice touch by Warner. So, your Owls are trailing 23-20 with 1:45 to go. Wellsville working it around the outside. Shot missed. Weinberg rebound. Outlet to Johnson. Johnson looking for an open man. He pulls up. Weinberg, three-point line. Warner, three-point line. Warner dribbles the other side. Johnson. Johnson with the ball. Johnson resets the play. Over to Reese. Reese to Fitton. Owls working it around the outside now. And it's stolen in a past attempt to Warner. And put in by number five, Asher Billings. His first two of the game. Lucas Johnson has the ball now. He drives it to the foul line, kicks it out to Reese. Reese to the foul line, kicks it out to Fitton. Fitton to the foul line. And Warner has it now. Weinberg up top, around the perimeter. Reese has it. Reese with a drive. And it's off the back iron, rebounded by Dunbar. The Owls are just, the iron is not being friendly right now. Open three for Wellsville. Missed, and Isaiah Fitton with the rebound. 31 seconds left. The shot clock is off. The Owls trail by five. Looks like the Owls will wait for a last shot. Fitton to Johnson. 18 seconds left. Wellsville is really pressuring the ball. Talon Reese down low to Warner. Warner out to Johnson. Johnson takes a look at the clock. 7 seconds. Fitton to Reese. Reese with a nice lay-in. Talon Reese at the buzzer puts it in. That's his first two of the game. Your Owls trail 25-22. I'll tally some stats, and we'll be back here for the halftime show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
Becoming a Toyota Certified Used Vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry. Offers end January 3rd. Toyota. Let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford. Happy New Year from Burns & Burns Insurance. As we say goodbye to 1 year and look ahead to the next, your friends at Burns & Burns want you to know how much they have appreciated the opportunity to be of service to you. They hope this past year has brought you happiness and that the new year will be full of good fortune for you and your loved ones. Happy New Year from Burns & Burns Insurance in Bradford.
Well, it's that time of year again at Lindbergh Furniture and Mattress of Johnsonburg and Brookville. Once a year, they scour all their showrooms, warehouses, and hidden corners looking for one-of-a-kind, discontinued, scratch and dent, and floor samples for the annual New Year's Day blowout sale. It's one day only, this Sunday, January 1st, at both locations from noon till 8. Save up to 90% off in every department. There's end tables for $25, lamps for $10, entertainment stands from $150, odd dining chairs from $30, and so much more. Plus, save big on the huge selection of Lazy Boy, Catnapper, Lane, Southern Motion, and Barca Lounger living room groups. The 2023 mattresses are in. Save big on the leftover 2022 models. The best selection of brand name furniture and bedding in northwestern Pennsylvania and southwestern New York is at Lindbergh Furniture and Mattress, where you can buy it today, get it today. Lindbergh Furniture and Mattress. Like them on Facebook.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Allegheny, New York, where your Owls are playing in the fifth annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. They currently trail Wellsboro at halftime, 25-22. Leading the way for your Owls is Jake France and Brendan Warner, both with 9 points. Talon Reese with two and Chase Weinberg with two. Leading Wellsville is Logan Dunbar. Dunbar, 14 points at halftime. Broadway with three. Riley with four, Billings and Costello with two apiece. I really thought that during that second quarter that Wellsville was pulling away, but I mean, because I'm right here, folks. The Owls actually outscored Wellsville in the second period, 8-6, and the lead is only three at halftime. So hopefully Coach Bernardi can make some adjustments. We do have Jake France in foul trouble with three fouls. 17 fouls. Nobody else is in trouble. And Wellsville only has two team fouls, one by Dunbar and one by Costello. A pretty clean game. Jake got called on a charging call that was he didn't like, so he said something, and the next thing you know, he got himself a technical. So there was two quick fouls on Jake, so he has three at the half. Wellsville certainly has the rebounding advantage. I don't believe the Owls have gotten an offensive rebound yet. They have cleared the boards quite well. They like to run, which has commonly hurt the Owls this year. And this Dunbar guy, he's got the complete game. He's got a three-pointer, a bunch of free throws, some nice layups, some good moves underneath. So I am going to kick it back to Nick at the studio, and we'll be back with your third quarter. Currently, it is 25-22. The Wellsville Lions lead your Bradford Owls. This is WSB basketball, or sorry, Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Childcare, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of childcare, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case Vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford. Happy holidays from Toji Substation, 402 East Main Street in Bradford. For over 50 years, serving all your homemade favorites on fresh Italian bread and rolls and the best pizza in town. Don't forget their Buck a Beer special and a huge selection of craft beers. Toji's Substation, 50 years of great food, fast service, and family fun. Call 814-368-6252. Toji's Substation, 402 East Main Street in Bradford. Happy holidays and God bless you all.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to Allegheny for the 5th Annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase, day number 2. Your Bradford Owls are currently trailing the Wellsville Lions 25-22. Got a minute or so to go here before the half ends. The Owls trailed 19-14 after the first period, and they cut into the lead by 2 in the second period. So currently lead or trail by 3. A lot of the games I've done this year, they've made great adjustments at halftime, and I'm hoping for the same. And once again, Jake France is the only Owl in foul trouble with 3 fouls. The team has 7. This is day 2 of the Holiday Showcase. The Owls were losers to the Olean Huskies last evening. Looks like taking the floor for your Owls will be Jake France, Adam Ward, A.J. Gleason, Brendan Warner, and Chase Weinberg. And the Owls will inbound. Warner brings it across the timeline. Out to Ward in the corner. Ward surveying all the way around the other corner to France. France drives the lane down to A.J. Gleason. A.J. gets a guy off his feet, gets his own rebound, puts it back in, and 1. Nice power move by A.J. Gleason. They haven't put the foul on the board yet. I believe it was on Dunbar. We will see. No, it's on J.J. Howard. His second, team's first. Okay, very nice power move by A.J. He got the guy off his feet. He missed the shot, got his own rebound, went back up and put it in. Here comes A.J. for 1 free throw. Count it. And we have a tie ball game, folks. 7:38 to go in the third quarter. The Owls, 2-3 zone defense. Pressure up top. Wellsville around the outside. Working the ball around the outside. Way over. Up top again. In the corner. Down to Dunbar. Mid-range jumper. Misses. Rebounded by Wellsville. Put back in by number 3, Aiden Riley. Nice put back by him. He's a little guy. And he got the board and put it back. And now the Wellsville Lions steal the ball. And there is a foul on A.J. Gleason at half court. And if you're with me in the first half, there is the mystery foul. A.J. has 2 fouls now. I missed a very early one on him. So Wellsville's working around the outside. Currently with a 2-point lead with 6:44 to go in the third quarter. And stolen by Weinberg. Outlet to France. France running the court. Puts it up in and draws the foul. Nice. Very nice. Tyler Vogel, his first, the team's second. And Jake France will have a chance to give the Owls a lead for the first time. Count it, and your Owls lead 28-27 with 6:36 to go in the third quarter. Very nice move by Jake, and draw the foul. Open 3 for Wellsville. Off the back iron, Weinberg fights for the rebound, but it goes off of him. Wellsville will inbound on their own end line. Into Dunbar. A.J. with tough defense. Oh, A.J. with a little too tough defense. And that'll be his 3rd foul and the team's 2nd. Apparently they said that Dunbar was shooting. So he will be at the line for 2. Dunbar currently has 14 points of the 27 for Wellsville. And that's good. One more here for Dunbar. We're tied at 28. And that one's good. So 29 to 28, Wellsville leads with 6 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the third. Jake France with the ball up top. Warner for three. Oh, off the back iron. Rebounded by Wellsville. Wellsville brings it up quickly, and he travel in the corner. So your Owls will be inbounding it, down by one with exactly 6 minutes to go in the third. France into Weinberg, and then Weinberg to France. France crosses the timeline. Adam Ward in the corner, dribbles up top. Hand off to Weinberg, or to Warner. Warner pass to Ward in the corner. We've got a foul away from the ball. And it is on A.J. Gleason. Away from the ball, and that is his fourth. That is not good, and that is the third team foul. A.J. now has 4 fouls. Those were 3 quick ones here in this third quarter. Now that one was away from the ball. So Wellsville has the ball with a 1-point lead. 5.5 minutes to go in the third. Dunbar way out by the 3-point line now. Open 3 for Wellsville. Off the back iron, rebounded by Lucas Johnson. Over to France. France running the court all the way to the hoop. And it's too hard, rebounded by Dunbar. And Dunbar brings it up and takes the 3 and nails it. Dunbar's putting on a clinic here, folks. He brought it up like a point guard. He's 6'5" and quite large. Wellsville now leads by 5, and your Owls have the ball. Weinberg at the top of the key. France in the corner. France to Johnson at the top. France down to Warner. Little spin around, mid-range jumper. Warner has the touch. Owls putting a little pressure on the ball now. Wellsville working it around the outside. Dunbar way up top. Little floater rebounded by Weinberg. Outlet to France. France is going for the basket again, and he dishes it to Warner. Warner puts it in. Little mid-range jumper again. Warner's got the touch today. Wellsville takes a timeout. We have a tie ball game. It's a full timeout, so we will kick it to our sponsors. We're currently tied 32-32 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Childcare, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of childcare, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase, 5th annual. Wellsville just called a full timeout. The Owls are on a little 5-0 run here. We have a tie ball game, 32 apiece, with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Owls have 2 people in foul trouble with Jake France with 3 and A.J. Gleason with 4. You got 3 quick ones here in the two of them away from the ball here in the third quarter. So Wellsville inbounds with a tie score. And there's Dunbar from 3. It's off the iron. France with a rebound. France, Warner, Johnson, Weinberg, Fitton. Are your Owls out there right now? France kicks it out to Fitton. Fitton to Johnson at the 3-point line. Johnson drives the lane. Couple spin arounds out to France for 3. Oh, off the iron. Rebounded by Wellsville. And Wellsville across the timeline. Wellsville working it around the outside. Once again, in New York State, we have a shot clock, but it's only been a factor a few times. Dunbar. Power move by Dunbar. Spin and lay in and draws the foul on Weinberg. That'll be his second, team fourth. So Dunbar's going to shoot one. Wellsville currently leads by two. And that one's good. He is filling up the score sheet, folks. 35-32 Wellsville. Down low. Weinberg had it taken away and stolen away. Here comes Wellsville on the run. And laid in. 8 and Riley with his second basket of the third quarter. So Wellsville back out with a little 5-0 run, 5-point lead, 37-32. And there's a foul on number two, Cody Costello. That's his second, the team's third. Inbounded to Weinberg, Weinberg to Johnson. Johnson near half court. Johnson, three-point line. Hands it off to France. France down to Warner. Warner has it tipped away, and Wellsville comes away with it. And they go the whole way and lay it in. That's Asher Billings. Bradford takes a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. That's a seven-point lead for Wellsville. They've run off 7 in a row after Bradford ran off 5 in a row to tie it. So we're 39-32 with 2:27 to go in the third quarter. Dunbar is up to 17, 22 points so far here with a couple minutes left in the third. He's been a force from everywhere on the court. The Owls are going to come back out with Weinberg, Johnson, Warner, Fitton, and France. Same five that were out there. 39-32, Wellsville. On a little 7-0 run. Fitton inbounds to Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Pressure applied by Wellsville. France. Nice pass down low to Weinberg, who comes up short on the shot. Rebounded by Wellsville, but then off a foot of a Wellsville player. Fitton for three, wide open. Oh, off the rim. Rebounded by Wellsville. Wellsville across the timeline. Here comes Dunbar. He backs up, takes a three, and misses it. Rebounded by Warner. Warner across the timeline. Still 39-32. Wellsville leads. Johnson in the corner, down to Warner. Johnson, three-point line. Fitton up top. Weinberg with a screen. Over to France. France to Johnson in the corner. Johnson takes it, and it goes off the iron and up over the backboard. So, Wellsville ball. They currently lead 39-32 with 1:18 to go in the third quarter. Wellsville inbounds across the timeline. And fed down low to J.J. Howard with his first basket of the game. And there's Fitton trying to put one up and get stuffed. 9-point lead, a 9-0 run here for Wellsville. When we were tied at 32. So your Owls are going to inbound under the basket. Jake looking for Weinberg, but tries to get it to Fitton. It gets tipped out of bounds by Wellsville. Now the Owls will inbound on the side. 41-32, Wellsville leads. Johnson calls out the play, drives the lane, out to Weinberg. Weinberg, foul line, over to France. France drives in a bit. France near the key. Oh, and he passes it to Weinberg, who is standing out of bounds. I don't know what happened there, but it's Wellsville ball. Wellsville across the timeline, 31 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wellsville into the corner, and then down low to number, and there's a foul on Weinberg and the basket. Oh, the basket did not go. So they got it down to J.J. Howard and Weinberg with the foul. That will be his third and the team's fifth. So J.J. Howard will have two free throws here. 21 seconds to go in the third. 9-point lead currently for Wellsville. And that first one is good. And the second one's off the iron. Dunbar gets the rebound and puts it back in. Dunbar is quite the performance today by him. 12-point lead for Wellsville on a 12-0 run right now. And Jake with a nice drive, floater, draws the foul and makes the basket. So Jake France will be at the line for one. And the first half runs out on the missed free throw. So at the end of the third quarter, our score is Wellsville 44, Bradford Owls 34. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the 5th Annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase here in Allegheny, New York. Wellsville currently leads your Owls 44-34 as we get ready to start the 4th quarter. Logan Dunbar had 14 points at the half, and he just put in 5, 7, 8, 10 more in the 3rd quarter himself. So he's got 24 points on the game. Folks, he's got the whole thing. He can dribble, drive, shoot, rebound, all of it. Your Owls were outscored 19-12 in that third quarter, which included an 11-0 run by Wellsville. Wellsville will be inbounding here. So the Owls are going to have to tighten up the defense and get back in this thing, currently down by 10. And there is an over in the back, over back. Double team by Warner and Weinberg forced the man back to the backcourt. There's Warner for three, and he nails it. Brendan Warner starts the fourth quarter with a three. Your Owls have it down to 7, and there's a throwaway. Your Owls got the ball. A.J. Gleason with a steal. He's back in the game. Over to Warner. Weinberg down to Gleason. Gleason, off the back iron. Warner going hard for the rebound. Don't know what they called here. The foul is called on Wellsville. And Bradford ball inbound. Ward, France for three. And it's good. Back-to-back threes for your Owls. We've got a 4-point game, folks. Timeout called by Wellsville. So the Owls have come out on fire here in the fourth quarter. I don't know if it's a full or a 30. We're going to keep it here anyways. So your Owls have come out, played some tight defense in the fourth quarter. They've gotten off 2-3 balls. Both of them have went in. 6-0 run here real quick, and it's 44-40 Wellsville with 7.5 minutes to go. 7:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Just when it didn't look too good, two quick three-pointers, and it looks a lot better. So On the floor for your Owls right now, you have Adam Ward, Chase Weinberg, Brendan Warner, A.J. Gleason, and Jake France. And the Owls are putting a little three-quarter court pressure on right now. And that, almost a steal, kicked by Adam Ward. So Wellsville will retain possession. Nice pressure put on by the Owls. Oh, Weinberg almost steals an inbounds pass, and it's thrown away. The Owls force an errant pass, and they have possession. Down by four. 7:16 to go in the game. Adam Ward across the timeline. Warner in the corner. Warner dribbles across. Ward in the other corner. Oh, Ward has it slapped away. And they fight for it. And it goes out of bounds on Adam Ward. It left one scrum, went to another scrum, and then just went out of bounds off Adam. A good hustle. So Wellsville will be inbounding at midcourt. Back to Dunbar. Dunbar gets it across the timeline. And there is a dribble off of his own foot forced by the Owls. So the Owls will take possession again. Good defense played by the Owls here in the fourth quarter, first minute and 10 seconds. Adam Ward across the timeline in the corner to Warner. Warner to Weinberg. Weinberg mid-range. Oh, off the front iron. Rebounded by Dunbar. Dunbar brings it across the timeline. Finds a man in the corner. Out. Open three for Wellsville. Missed. Jake France with a rebound. Jake looks to outlet. He gets A.J. Gleason. A.J. gets a man in the air. No call, but he makes the basket. Nice power move by A.J. And that's his fourth point of the game. And we have a two-point ball game. Owls still pressuring the ball. Timeout, Wellsville. It's a full timeout, so we're going to kick it back to Nick, our producer in the studio. Wellsville leads 44-42 with 6:07 to go in the game. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Allegheny, New York, where your Owls are taking on the Wellsboro Lions. Sorry, Wellsville Lions. And I apologize if I've said Wellsboro probably one too many times. The Wellsville Lions. Your Owls are on a little run here since the fourth quarter started. They've 8-0 run. Playing tough defense. There's Dunbar down low, and he lays it in. So the Owls pressured the ball. They got Dunbar free, and Wellsville leads by four. On the court for your Owls is Warner, Weinberg, France, Ward, and Gleason. France at the top of the key, drives in all the way to the basket. A little too hard. Adam Ward with the rebound, back to France. Good hustle by Adam Ward for that rebound. Ward for a shot, mid-range, nice shot. Ward nails a long two. And that's Adam Ward's first basket of the game. We got a two-point game, Owls pressure the ball again. Dunbar. Good defense by your Owls. Double team on Dunbar. He gets to the corner. 13 to shoot. Dunbar around all the way to the far corner. Open three off the board. Over the back. On Wellsville, Aiden Riley, his first foul, and the team's sixth. Jake France had position for the rebound, and Riley went over his back. So your Owls are trailing by two with 5 minutes to go in the game with possession. France across the timeline. France all the way. Oh, and it gets swatted away. Swatted away by J.J. Howard underneath. France had went the whole way, found his way through. Owls are going to inbound in the corner. France to Gleason. Gleason down Adam Ward at the foul line. France almost tipped away by Wellsboro. Ward underneath to Gleason, fighting for it. And Gleason gets a shot off and draws the foul. Good, tough play in there by A.J. Gleason. That's J.J. Howard's third personal and the seventh team foul. The Owls will be in a bonus. This is a shooting foul, though. A.J. Gleason's going to have two to tie the game. And the first one's short. Count it. And your Owls currently trail 46-45. 4.5 minutes to go. Pressure on the ball by your Owls. And tipped away by Ward. Out of bounds. Wellsville will inbound it. Dunbar, way out, pressure on the ball. The Owls are double-teaming the ball everywhere it goes, which leaves a wide-open man, but they got to him. Dunbar down low. Brings it back out to the three ball. Open in the corner for three and drains it. Number five, Asher Billings. So we have a four-point game for Wellsville. Gleason to Ward, a little hard. Wellsville. Now that I know that I was saying that, who knows? But Wellsville works it around the outside. They currently have a four-point lead. 3 minutes, 40 seconds to go. Down low. Nice pass down low to J.J. Howard, who lays it in. That was Dunbar with the pass. He can do that, too. Pass a little hard for Ward. Gleason with a real short jumper. And he gets a touch. Gets it in there. That's 5 points for A.J. in the fourth quarter alone. And we have a stop in the action real quick. Looks like the Owls are going to do full court pressure again. 51-47. Wellsville leads. 3:19 to go. Oh, there is a foul on Weinberg. That was the delay. There's a steal by Adam Ward. I'm going to have to, there was a foul there. That's what the delay was. Chase Weinberg away from the ball. Nice pass from Gleason to France underneath. France lays it in. We've got a two-point ball game. Your Owls are pressuring the ball. Dunbar, midcourt, he brings it. He's taking it all the way. And he comes up short, gets his rebound short, and gets another, and it's off of the Owls. Dunbar with two shots there and a couple boards. Let me go back here to Weinberg. That's his fourth foul, and the team's sixth, so... Wellsville shoots a three. It's off the back iron. Warner with a good rebound. Your Owls trail by 2 points with possession. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Weinberg, jumper from the foul line. It's off. Rebounded by Wellsville. Wellsville around the outside now. 2 point lead for Wellsville. Into the corner. Weinberg with the defense. Adam Ward. Almost thrown away. Good save by Dunbar. Three ball. I believe Weinberg may have gotten a piece of that, but it went to a Wellsville player. Travel. Okay, your Owls gain possession again. 1:56 to go. 1:56 to go. 51-49 Wellsville. France, Ward, Warner, Weinberg, A.J. Gleason on the court for your Owls. Jake France brings it across the timeline. Over to Warner. Warner looking for a guy. Couple cutters. He dribbles it down himself. Passes it out to Weinberg. Weinberg near the three-point line. Jake out at the three-point line. He backs off a little bit. And then Jake drives the lane and lays it in. Really nice by Jake. And we've got ourselves a tie ball game with 1:27 to go. Wellsville breaks the press, gets it across the timeline. Tough defense with four fouls by Weinberg. And there's Dunbar throws it away. Dunbar throws it away. Your Owls will take possession. 1 minute, 11 seconds to go. Tie ball game. Jake France across the timeline. As we hit 1 minute remaining in the game. Warner to Adam Ward. Ward, oh, Ward passes stolen. And here comes jump ball. Adam Ward with a tough defense. And it's Owls possession. Ward fought all the way down the court with number three, Aiden Riley. And was able to get a hand on it, and they called it a jump ball. So 49 seconds to go. Tie ball game. Timeout, Coach Benardi. It's a full timeout, so we're going to kick it back one last time to our sponsors, Nick and our producer Nick back in the studio. It's 51-51, 46 seconds to go. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Childcare, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of childcare, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the 5th Annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. This is James Patrick. Yeah, we're here in Allegheny, New York. Your Owls have fought back from an 11 or 12-point deficit at one point. We have a tie game. Owls ball. 46 seconds left in the game. On the court for your Owls, France, Ward, Gleason, Weinberg, Warner. France inbounds. To Ward, back to France across the timeline. Oh, France throws the pass away to Warner. Okay, your Owls are going to be on defense. 39 seconds to go. Pressure applied by your Owls. The pressure has really worked very well here in the fourth quarter. And it's across the timeline. And a bad pass, but Wellsville was given a timeout while two guys were scrumming for it. Timeout Wellsville, so they'll retain possession. We're tied at 51. It's a full timeout. We're going to keep it here. 51-51, 24.5 seconds to go. Both teams are in the bonus. There are two of your Owls with four fouls, Gleason, Weinberg. J.J. Howard is the only person on Wellsville with three fouls. The possession arrow, I can't see it, folks, so I'm not sure which direction it's going. The shot clock has 21 seconds, so there is a three-second differential in the two, and we are tied. Very good game. Your Owls fell down at half and have fought back, which has been a common theme in a few of the different games that I've done. So here comes your Owls out to the court. We're going to go with France, Warner, Gleason, Weinberg, and Ward. Are your Owls on the floor? Wellsville's going to inbound under their basket. 24.5 seconds to go. Wellsville out past the three-point line. Owls 2-3 zone. Dunbar with the ball. He passes it to free throw line. 13 seconds to go. Oh, Jake tipped it, but Dunbar's got the ball now at the three-point line. And we had the shot clock run out. I don't know what they're going to do. 2.2 seconds on the clock. Wellsville threw it almost away. The shot clock ran out. Trying to clear things up. Bradford's going to take a timeout. I believe it's, yes, it is a shot clock violation. Bradford's going to get to inbound the ball, I believe at midcourt, 3.5 seconds to go. John Bernardi's called a timeout to call the play. So your Owls played tough defense, and a bad pass right there as the clock ran out. So A.J. Gleason came up with the ball, but it was right when the shot clock was running out. So they went with a shot clock violation. 3.5 seconds to go. So, what a game. Your Owls have fought back. And let's see what we got coming out here. Looks like France, Warner, Weinberg, Gleason, and Ward. The same five. The inbound will be at the midcourt stripe. 3.5 seconds to go in the game. Tie ball game. Both teams in the bonus. Adam Ward has the ball to Jake. Jake is going to throw up a three. Oh, and it does not go. We're going to go to overtime, folks. So, with the score 51-51, this is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-979-1177. 800-979-1177. 800-979-1177.
298 CM Bradford. This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
And welcome back. We're getting ready to tip off in overtime. Here's Weinberg against A.J. A.J. Gleason comes up with the tip. Owls possession. 51. We're tied at 51 in overtime. Adam Ward, top of the key. France near the corner. France brings it back out up top. France, nice pass to Ward underneath. Ward lays it in. Beautiful court. The beautiful pass by France to Ward. Ward lays it in for 2-0 or 2-point lead for the Owls. Your Owls. Wellsville's got the ball. The Owls are double teaming the ball. Down low. And shot missed. France gets the rebound. A good double team on everyone that got the ball. And then a missed shot. Weinberg has it in the lane. Oh, and he throws it away. And put in by Wellsville. So we're tied again with 3 minutes to go in overtime. Owls ball. That was Aiden Riley with the steal and put in. And Jake got himself two shots. He drove the outside of the lane, was trying a floater, and he was fouled by number three, Aiden Riley. And that's the eighth team foul. So Jake is going to be here for two for the Owls to take the lead. There's 2:52 to go in overtime. And the first one's off. Here goes Jake's second. Count it. Your Owls have a one-point lead. 54-53. They're pressuring the ball. Three-quarter court press. Across the timeline. Here's Dunbar. Oh, that's going to be AJ's fifth foul. 2-5, 2-5, 3-5, 2-5, 3-5. AJ Gleason is fouled out of the game with 7 points. And that's the seventh team foul. So Dunbar will be going to the line for two. Talon Reese has reported in for Gleason. Good hard-fought game by AJ Gleason. So Dunbar, who's scored many points today at the line, he gets the first one, and we are tied again. 2:41 to go in overtime. And Dunbar off the front of the rim. Adam Ward with a rebound. We have a tie ball game, Bradford possession. Adam Ward over to Warner. Warner to France. France to Reese. Reese back to France. France resets the play. 16 seconds on the shot clock. France to Reese. Reese near the foul line. Reese, foul line jumper, off the and rebounded by Wellsville. Wellsville across the timeline. Dunbar. Dunbar kicks it out for an open three off the rim. Talon Reese with a rebound. 2 minutes to go. Tie ball game. Weinberg in the corner. Underneath the Warner. Warner with... Oh! Looked good from my vantage point, but it was off the front iron. So, Wellsville has the ball. Tie game. 1:40 to go. Owls, tough defense. Ward and Weinberg double-teaming the ball. They get it underneath, and the shot short. Good defense by Warner underneath. Reese comes away with the ball. We're still tied, 1:23 to go. France up top sets the play. France, no-look pass to Weinberg, and it goes off of his hand to Wellsville. Wellsville all the way to the corner, open three. Open three off the rim. Jake France with a rebound. 1 minute to play. Tie ball game. Timeout. Timeout by Coach Benardi and the Owls. And it is a full timeout. So we are going to kick it back to our sponsors. Your Bradford Owls are currently tied in overtime, 54-54 with 1 minute to go. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Every single day, thousands of distressed cats are sitting alone in shelter cages, forced to endure the intense fear and loneliness of abandonment, as well as the risk of being euthanized. At Golden Puss Society, we are dedicated to the rescue of shelter cats and giving them all they need to be adopted into their forever homes. To find out more about our life-saving mission, go to goldenpusssociety.org. That's goldenpusssociety.org. Sponsored by Golden Puss Society.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. Your Bradford Owls are currently tied with Wellsville with 1 minute to go in overtime, and the Owls have possession. Reminder that in New York State, there's a 32-second shot clock, so, sorry, 35-second. The Owls have used three before the timeout. Okay, France inbounds to Reese. Reese across the timeline, 55 seconds. Reese to France. France. Nice pass to Weinberg. Weinberg drives the lane and gets a shot off. Oh, and it goes off the, almost rebounded by Wellsville, but he dribbles it off the end line. So we will reset with the Owls inbounding under their own basket. 41 seconds to go, tie ball game. Into Weinberg to Warner. Warner to Reese to France. That was four or five people on the floor, and Adam Ward is the fifth. Bad pass stolen by Wellsville. And Wellsville has possession. Shot clock is off. 24 seconds to go. Double team. Almost stolen. It was stolen. Adam Ward with a steal. Off to France. France finishes it. Your Owls have a two-point lead. 13 seconds to go. Timeout called by Wellsville. 8.5 seconds to go. We're going to keep it here. It's a full timeout, but we are going to keep it here, folks. Your Owls with a pressure defense here in the fourth quarter. Adam Ward with a steal there. Beautiful pass. He took it almost to the basket and passed it off to France, who laid it in. Your Owls currently lead by two with 8.5 seconds to go. Just a great performance here in the second half after, you know, really being manhandled by Mr. Dunbar most of this game. He's got 24 or 6 points, I believe. So your Owls currently lead by two. 8.5 seconds to go. A.J. Gleason is fouled out of the game for your Owls. Both teams are in the bonus. Here they come onto the court. It's going to be France, Ward, Warner, Weinberg, and Reese. One more defensive stand there, Owls fans. Looks like the inbound will be near half court for Wellsville. 8.5 seconds to go. It's in. It's across the timeline. Reese pressures the ball around the outside. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. And stolen by the Owls. And that's the game. Your Owls win. The clock runs out. Adam Ward got a hand on the pass. He didn't control the pass, but he got his hand on it and tipped it away. Your Owls win at 56-54 in a thriller. I'm going to tally up the stats, and I'll be right back with you. Kick it to Nick in the studio. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
What is your healing power? Helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness? Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, and therapy kits. Help Heal Veterans has been helping veterans heal. What is your healing power? Find out at HealVets.org, sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there to appointments, chemo, or radiation is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to Allegheny, where your Owls just defeated Wellsville 56-54 in overtime. The post-game awards were just given away, and Adam Ward got an award for sportsmanship. He was a key in this overtime. He had 2 points, two steals, and he tipped that last ball that when the clock ran out. What a great game. So your Owls win. Leading your Owls today was Jake France with 25 points, and Weinberg with 16. Real nice performance by both those guys. A.J. Gleason had 7. He fouled out, but he's tough as nails when he's in there. Adam Ward with 4 points, and Talon Reese with 4 points. Can't say enough about the Owls coming out in the second half playing tough defense. I do have to tell you about Mr. Dunbar. You've heard his name the whole game. I didn't get a chance to add it up, so here we go. 14, 24, 26, 27 points for Logan Dunbar. Quite the player for Wellsville. But once again, your Owls... I forgot to give you the player of the game. Jake France got the award for player of the game, and Adam Ward was a sportsmanship award. What a game. I'm honored to be able to be here and do this. So thank you for listening. Once again, your Bradford Owls win 56-54 in overtime. We'll be back on the air Wednesday night with your Owls traveling to Oil City. Last game against Oil City, your Owls fought back but lost 39-38 at the Owls Nest. So we'll be going to Oil City on Wednesday night, and that game will be on the air about 7:20, 7:25. So once again, your Owls win in overtime 56-54 over Wellsville. This is James Patrick and Nick, my producer, back in the studio. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.